sea in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree.
There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside.
I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling,
pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Ooh. Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast. I'm Katie Gordgrim.
And I'm Chris Jeppa. I don't know what it could be for Halloween.
Spooky Chris Jeppa.
Yeah, evil dead Chris Jeppa. Are we going to keep the spooky noises going through the whole thing?
No, probably not.
Okay.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Happy Halloween, Katie.
Happy Halloween, Chris. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty okay.
You're hungover from Halloween partying?
Yeah, I mean, as you do.
As one must.
I had too many whiskeys.
Oh, so lots of whiskeys.
Yes, and I had a kombucha this morning, and so I think that will be fine, or I'm still drunk right now.
Yeah. I definitely chugged a booch, as one must, before coming here, and then we had the scariest problem of all.
Our audio didn't work.
Oh, no.
That's the problem with using open source software.
Sometimes it just updates randomly,
and you
don't find out about it.
And then it turned my microphone driver off. And then it made me sad because I'm actually not all that tech savvy, turns out, but I fixed it.
We fixed
thanks it. Thanks to a man on YouTube.
Thanks, Britishman on YouTube. He had a very plummy accent.
It was very good.
It was great. Okay.
What did you dress up as last night?
I was the Gorgon Medusa.
The Gorgon?
The Gorgon Medusa.
What's a Gorgon?
It's a lady with snake head.
Well, I know what Medusa is.
Yeah, she's a Gorgon.
Oh.
It's a thing.
Oh.
It's a species.
I thought it was just Medusa. I guess that's like the Kleenex of monsters. Like,
yeah,
you just
exactly.
Use the brand name.
Yeah, the brand name. So yeah, you know, snakes for head, snakes for hair, turn men to stone with a glance, that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, you do that anyway.
Exactly.
Feminist killjoy.
That's the joke.
Oh, I get it.
So it's good. Yeah, I really kind of just, I was looking at makeup tutorials, like, this looks hard, I'm just going to wing it. And I think I did an amazing job on my makeup.
Nice.
I thought it looked great. So I was pretty happy about that. I went to like a little Halloween, well, it wasn't little, I guess it was a pretty cracking nerd Halloween party.
At a loft.
Uh-huh. At like a cool loft. My friend Andrew's loft. At his loft. It was really cool. And then I went and auditioned for the, I auditioned for the Winnipeg Comedy Festival last night at 11 p.m.
Wow.
And it was not the best. I didn't have the best time doing that.
Aw, how come? Just it was so late?
It was very late. I honestly probably had a little too much to drink. My performance was fine, but it's just that the comedy basement is a small location that fits maybe 30 people in it, maybe 40.
Oh, really? And it was just...
And it was one comic brought all of his friends and packed it, and they had no interest in anyone else. So it was a little tough.
Oh, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, that part kind of sucked a little bit, but like I didn't die or anything, which would be very on-brand for this Halloween episode.
That seems like kind of a mean thing to do to everyone else who was auditioning, actually.
Yeah.
Do you think it was maliciously planned?
No, not at all. This is not somebody who's like a very regular comic. He mostly sticks to that room and a couple other places, but he's sort of just, he's charming rather than somebody who really writes a lot of jokes. So, you know, whatever. It's fine in the end. It's cool. Like, it was interesting to kind of perform for an audience that I'm not made for, and to try to make them laugh anyway. And I kind of did, so whatevs. But yeah, I realized as I was going to this audition that I was just like, I just really wanted to keep partying, honestly. Like,
mm-hmm.
I really wanted to be doing things in the Halloween spirit because I was really feeling it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my little cheap costume looked really good and was comfortable and... Yeah, I didn't have to dress sexy, but I looked nice. It was the perfect Halloween for a 32-year-old woman.
Yeah.
You're a sexy cardinal.
I wasn't even that sexy. I dressed up as the Vatican Secretary of State from the Young Pope, and it's funny because I posted a comparison picture, and a lot of people thought that I was the real Vatican Secretary of State, like, because nobody's seen the show.
And
like,
nobody's seen the Vatican Secretary of State.
Exactly.
They're just like, it's a probably Italian guy in a lot of robes.
Yeah, and so I was actually kind of mad. Like, I loved my costume. It was extremely comfortable. I managed to whip out, like, I had a few different, like, alterations that I had to make, but then, like, my final costume turned out amazing.
Mm-hmm. You did look really good. But you painted, like, a birthmark on your face.
He's got a big mole in the show. It's to contrast how handsome Jude Law is.
Clearly.
Apparently.
That young Pope.
Yes. Yeah,
that Pope is too young.
So young. But, like, I put on the same glasses as the guy, and I slicked my hair back, so my huge forehead was just kind of there with my little, like, cardinal hat on. And so many people were just like, oh my god, you look, that's so terrifyingly accurate. You do look like an old, evil little Italian man. And I was, like, kind of mad.
Yeah, like, why did I do such a good job at this?
People found me extremely, like, unsettling. And it's just, as soon as I took off my glasses, it was fine. But I just had these, like, weird, like, clear aviator frames.
Those glasses, and I don't mean to paint anyone with too broad a brush, are widely regarded as pedophile glasses.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
They're murder glasses. And they're not really. They're just 70s glasses.
Yeah, the fact that I was dressed as a churchman, like, triggered some people.
Probably.
There was one guy who was just like, yeah, I grew up in the church. Your costume's really accurate. You look like a lot of priests that I know.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Just like, uh-oh.
Like, come here, little boy.
No.
No, it's bad.
But, so yeah, I was just like, fuck it. Next year I'm going as a sexy cat.
And a mouse. Duh.
Because it was like, yeah, people are just, you really do look like a little old man. I'm just like, god damn it.
Oh, yeah.
It was too good. But I really loved it, and I love that show, and I'm so mad that nobody knew what it was.
You truly are, you become gay on Halloween. Like, you go full gay on Halloween because you go gay Halloween. You want to do something from a weird show that not a lot of people watch or like. And then you're mad when no one gets it because the world's just not on your fucking level.
I tweeted at Merritt K, who did the companion podcast.
The Popecast.
It's called Papal Bull.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she was just, I was like, only Merritt will appreciate this. She's like, oh my god!
So, yeah, good.
That made me feel good, at least.
That's awesome.
But then also, the weird thing is that a ton of people thought I was a nun.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is definitely not a nun costume. It was very obviously a priest or a cardinal or whatever.
So different.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, you've got boobs and you're wearing a religious thing. You must be a nun. I'm like, no!
Not a nun.
Like, so either I was a lady or, like, a gross little man. It just didn't work on many levels.
That's the discomfort with diverging from a sexy costume, mm-hmm. or a costume that could at least, by some stretch of the imagination, be sexy. If you'd put on some, like, fishnets and just shown a little leg, people would have been like, aha, it's funny sexy. Like, when past guest Bob he went as the Catholic Church for Halloween one year, I think, where he had, like, fishnets under his costume. He had a full-on priest cassock. It was quite a hot costume. Mm-hmm. It was a good look.
Yeah.
But he went as Wario this year.
Yes.
Back to the classic. Wah!
But yeah, so I don't know. I was just like, a few people commented on my Facebook, like, oh my god, that's terrifying. It's like, no, I'm cute. This sucks.
Nobody thinks a cardinal is cute, though, right? Like, you're like, you have the weird warmth of someone who'd been touched by the Pope twice. You're like, they're not all bad guys. Hashtag not all popes. Some of them are nice.
I know. And, like, I definitely, like, I added, like, a whole bunch of other, like, very obscure details about this character.
Of a show that, like, so is completely left the zeitgeist.
So stupid. And, like, I said something about, oh, yeah, from the young Pope. They're like, I only know that from memes.
Oh, from memes?
Yeah.
I dressed as a meme one year, and no one got it.
You were a double rainbow?
I was a double rainbow in 2010, I think. 2010 or 2011. You know, that was one of the earliest sort of auto-tune memes. Double rainbow all the way. Yeah, I love that one. But everybody's like, oh, are you strawberry shortcake? Oh, or like, are you rainbow bright? Somebody did ask me strawberry shortcake. I was like, at least rainbow bright. Like, at least think that I'm rainbow bright.
Have you had any other costumes?
Are you a popple? Like, what other kind of weird late 80s toy could I be? A Teddy Ruxpin. That would be a good costume!
Yeah, it really would. With, like, a tape deck in your belly, and then you just, like, repeat creepy things back to people.
I'm doing a funny mime that only Chris can appreciate right now. It's just
I don't appreciate it
okay,
at all.
Okay, yeah, no, it's very bad. I don't care for it. Whatsoever, thank you.
Oh my god. But yeah, so I'm gonna wear the cardinal costume again on Tuesday. I'm gonna go to my friend's house because she gets a shit ton of trick-or-treaters, apparently.
Oh, nice.
And we don't because our house just looks scary and abandoned already and nobody comes here.
Whose house are you going to?
A co-worker of mine.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they live on a street that gets, like, a bajillion trick-or-treaters, and so I'm going to go sit on the porch and hand out candy to children dressed as a priest.
Oh, no! This is just, you just realize as you speak, what a god-awful idea this is.
Oh, my God. Maybe I made a really bad choice with my costume, but I fucking loved it so much. It was so comfortable.
You're having realizations in real time here that are really heavy. But it is funny. Like, it's really funny. You just wanted to be that, like, who's going to be a sexy priest or sexy pope with me? Like, someone, please be a sexy, you wanted me to be Diane Keaton's character.
Yeah, where you can wear a t-shirt that says, I'm a virgin, but this is an old shirt.
Yeah.
Which is the best sight gag ever.
Yeah.
And then she plays basketball. So you just carry a basketball around.
Oh my God, just fucking go hard in the nun paint.
Yeah. I love the show so much, and as soon as I saw this, like, cloak that I got from my dad's house, he had all these weird costumes, right? And it was, like, this black cloak lined with red, and I'm just like, this looks like a priest or cardinal outfit. Oh my God, I'll be Cardinal Voiello! It's amazing! And I even have, like, a little red, like, yarmulke thing. I guess I was just too accurate, and it made people really uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think that's like, probably how people are reacting to folks who do, like, political costumes right now. Because, like, back in 2008, I did a Sarah Palin costume.
Oh my God, that's right!
Yeah, I've totally...
Zombie Sarah Palin.
I was zombie Sarah Palin, and this is, like, full disclosure, like, I was a much less sensitive person then about things, because I had a baby doll that was supposed to be her youngest baby, and I had, like, eaten the brains of this baby. I was like, it's a nice little light snack. That's harsh. That's a really harsh thing to do and say, but it was pretty funny at the time. And people did like the costume, and that wig was really itchy, so I've already suffered. And I just don't wear wigs anymore. I hate wigs. They don't feel good.
Yeah. Did you have any other, like, Halloween costumes that were wildly misinterpreted?
Yeah, wait, I'm trying to think. No, I was Taint Girl one year, but just nobody got it.
I thought you, like, just said Taint Girl.
I was Taint Girl. Taint Your Wagon. Taint Misbehaving.
Taint Magazine.
Taint Magazine. This kid's got a 5-inch taint.
Oh my God, we should go next year as Taint Magazine and Holding Your Own Boobs Magazine.
Yes! Oh my God. Obscure comedy references.
If That's we right went to my a, wheelhouse.
If we went into a comedy Halloween party, that would really make people lose their shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, no, I haven't really done anything else that's been widely misinterpreted, because mostly I've just been, like, in my 20s, I really just wanted to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, like, sexy pirate, sexy sailor, sexy vampire. Mm-hmm. The basics. I was a pirate a lot. A lot.
Yeah, because you had the tattoos, and you just kind of
I got the tattoos, I got the vibe, but... Like, let's talk kid costumes when we were kids, because, like, I had some really cute ones.
Like, did you?
I'm trying to remember, like, my first ever costume. I think it was, the earliest memory I have of a costume is, like, age 4 or something, when I was a cat. I had, it was my mom's friend, like, her secretary, I guess, made me a bodysuit with, like, a
Your mom
ruff.
Outsourced her.
The secretary offered. She was, like, an older lady who didn't have kids of her own, but was, like, a super aunt. And so she was like,
cute.
Oh, please let me make something for her.
Aww, kind of.
And so it was,
cute.
Like, this big yarn ruff and around my hands and face. And I was like, meow, I'm kitty. I had this cute makeup. And, I mean, I've been a princess, of course, with my bright blue ballet leotard.
Nice.
It was, like, a full body outfit with, like, a little frill around the waist. And it was shiny royal blue.
Wow.
And the lady who was taking care of me, like, daycare-wise, it was my friend Jillian's mom, and she put princess makeup on me and gave me a beauty mark, and I hated the beauty mark so much that I cried till I barfed.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't like it, it's ugly!
That's extremely bratty, and I love it.
Well, you know, when I would be upset about something as a kid, I just had a hard time communicating it, and no one ever took me seriously, and so that it would just spiral, and then I would overreact to something, and people would be like, you are a weird child. But one really strong memory I have is going trick-or-treating with my mom had a couple really, like, wild costumes. One year she was Minnie Mouse, but it was a really terrifying Minnie Mouse with, like, face paint and stuff. It was just, like, I did not like it. But my favorite, she took me trick-or-treating and she dressed as Juan Valdez, which I know is now is a racist costume, but, oh, no. But in, like, 1991, it was, like, pretty tame. But she had, my mom drew a mustache on herself and, like, carried a sack of coffee beans.
Oh, my Lord.
It was pretty funny to take me trick-or-treating. But, you know, Brenda likes to party, so. Yeah.
She went all in.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to think back to Halloween's as a kid, but, yeah, I don't think I did anything interesting until... Yeah, you do really weird, fun costumes, and I'm trying to think of, like, what I used to do, and they were all really... I was a cowgirl one year.
Yeah.
I had little six-shooters.
You know, my kid costumes were pretty tame. Like, my mom is a great seamstress, so she definitely made me a Hobbs outfit.
Oh my God, you were a tiger.
I was a little tiger, and, like, but I was specifically Hobbs.
Okay.
And I carried a little Calvin around with me as, like, a toy, which was pretty cute.
Little reversal.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
I mean, I'm pretty brilliant. That was, like, that was me at seven, like, being a genius.
That was your idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you're clever.
Yeah. But then I remember I threw a fit about a costume one year because I wanted to, I don't remember what I wanted to be, but my mom made me a crayon.
Oh, God.
So I was just a crayon. She had this pattern, and she was really excited, so I was a red crayon, and it's basically just, like, a tube that said Crayola on it, and then you wear a little hat that's the point of the crayon, and she was so proud of making it that she was like, every year we can make you a different color, so you can just be a different crayon.
No!
I was so mad. I'm like, I'm not being a crayon every year.
I'm not doing it.
I was so mad, and it was my first year at, like, a new school, and I showed up as a fucking crayon. It was so tragic.
And everybody's like, look at this crayon loser.
It was, like, a pretty loser costume. Sorry, Mom, but...
Oh, my God.
Don't dress your children as office supplies.
Unless they ask for it, I guess.
I guess, but who would you think?
I don't know. I see, like, BuzzFeed lists of, like, my kid asked for the weirdest costume. So, like, there was a kid who just wanted to be, like, a trash bag. Like, I'm garbage for Halloween.
I saw that. It was, like, if you need a quick costume idea, just put a garbage bag on and just say you're 2017.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like the kids who want to be garbage men, and that's not weird, I mean, but that's a hard costume to come up with. What are you, just wearing coveralls and you have, like, a grease stain on your face or something?
There was one I saw...
A banana peel?
A little girl that had a Batman outfit with a Spider-Man mask on, and it's like, my daughter asked for this, and now all the parents are going to think I haven't read any fucking comic books.
I'd be Spider-Bat, thank you. Bat... Spider.
Yeah, that is pretty cute. I like little kid costumes. I was a ballerina one year. I was a princess in, like, a rainbow dress.
Ooh, lovely.
Always, like, yeah, different variations of witches. Mm-hmm. I know I definitely had gypsy costumes many years in a row. Which,
oh, I did too.
You know,
I had a fortune teller costume for sure. Yep, whoopsie doodle.
Yep. So, let's not do that anymore.
Let's not do that again. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And, but mostly it was just vampires. Ever since I was 15 or 16, I made those vampire fangs. I just was a vampire, and then variations on vampires.
Then I am a vampire.
Yeah, that was my thing. It's like, whatever costume I wear, I'll also put vampire. And I had a lot of restraint this year, because I was just totally going to put in vampire fangs.
I'm
vampire cardinal foil.
Let me drink Jesus's blood, please. Please, 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 please.
So... Yeah, just, like, and so I think last year I was just, like, a vampire, like, debutante lady, and then I'm all, yeah, I don't know. It's always put in vampire fangs.
Do you have a favorite costume you saw this year so far? I guess it hasn't been full on Halloween yet. I've only seen a few.
Yeah. Well, I really liked our friend Pascal Allison's Bride of Frankenstein costume, and then she had a couple's costume with her boyfriend who also came as Bride of Frankenstein,
That
was amazing. And basically he was just, like, wearing her... other dress. She's like, well, I have two Bride of Frankenstein costumes, so he's just wearing
this one.
And he did his hair up in a bouffant, and he already has, like, a gray beard streaked with white.
That's
and
perfect.
It was very, very good.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It was amazing. I saw only band-related costumes on the way downtown last night, which was super funny. Like, I saw a couple get on wearing, like, just sort of, like, a cute little pumpkin costume, and then I realized that they both had sledgehammers. They were smashing pumpkins.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
It is cute. And they didn't look like they were having very much fun, though. I'm like, you have sledgehammers. Like, you're going to have a good night. You're fine.
It would be funny if somebody came as a smashing pumpkin and then someone else dressed as Homer Simpson smiling politely.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. As you know, that is my favorite line from all of The Simpsons. And I wanted to be like, Homer Simpson smiling politely. I didn't think they'd get it. But I also saw an Aquabat. Which it was a kind of an, like, that one is a bit of a deep dive, I think. There's not that many people who are still into that band, but...
I didn't even know that was a band.
Well, it's like a very...
I know Aqua.
Aqua is great, obviously, but I'm trying to think of the other band that's kind of like Aquabats. Like, They Might Be Giants, bands that have, like, a big nerd following.
Sure.
So, the Aquabats, it's like a very specific, weird, late 40s-looking stuntman costume with, like, a big mustache, and anyway, it's very distinctive, and that's, like, all I saw. There wasn't that many costumes, and then coming back was just like, oh, I'm a zombie. My favorite one that I saw last night, though, was... this really cute, like, young Chinese guy who was dressed as Angus Young from AC/DC. And he had his little flat cap and shorts, and he had a Rock Band guitar. He was, like, duck walking. It was really cute.
That's very cute.
It was super cute.
I saw, speaking of Simpsons, I saw a guy dressed as Smithers.
Oh, my God!
He had, like, a rubber mask that was, like,
yikes.
Smithers. Yeah.
Did he have a Malibu Stacy doll with him?
No, that would be so cute, but he was just in a suit. And then, yeah, so... I wanted to say, like, Smithers, you are very good at turning me on. But I didn't...
You should probably ignore that.
I just thought that would be a bit inappropriate to go up to a stranger and say that.
He might have liked it, though.
There were a lot of Babadooks out. Yeah, and there was a tweet that I saw because I was waiting in line for a grilled cheese sandwich at the food truck at the parade. I went to the Parade of Lost Souls last night.
Okay.
It was just extremely crowded. Yeah. I was very cranky.
Yeah.
So we waited for a million years for a grilled cheese, and this, like, Babadook, who was definitely on ecstasy, because he told me he was.
That's a usually pretty clear sign.
But I was, like, just checking Twitter, and I saw some tweet that was, like, you know, congrats to everyone who fucks a Babadook tonight. And so I just showed it to him, and he was like, oh, hey. I was like, this is not a proposition, though. He's like, oh, okay. Well anyway. I love you. I was like, okay.
Okay. Bless you, my child.
I definitely said Latin prayers to lots of people last night.
O Domine este one, amen.
And Domine Filii, Patri, Spiritus Sancti.
Spiritus Sancti, amen.
Oh,
I don't know anything about Latin. I just know how to... I just know how to...
They always intone like this.
I was just trying to do my even song, basically.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Choral singing.
I know. I still am just having this... I think I probably triggered a lot of people's bad church memories, and I feel bad.
Oh, no. I think it's okay. A lot of people dress as priests on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite costumes that are happening this year already happened in the UK, which is not really a Halloween-centric country.
Yeah, but they do it now. Fancy dress parties.
Fancy dress.
Which is the funniest, dumbest.
And my favorite people who live in London are, Niall, Becca, and Kim. They're a thruple. Which is kind of nice. It's very, you know, new age and stuff, but, they do, like, a thruple costume every year. And last year they were Leela, Fry, and Kif from.
Oh my god!
So Niall was Kif.
Oh my god!
So he's like he's really slender.
Yes,
and
that's perfect.
So it was just so funny. He can pretend to be a sycophant. You know he's not, but this year they were the main trio from What We Do in the Shadows.
That is outstanding.
Which I love. So Becca was she was Vladislav the Poker with the big mustache and the top hat and the sexiness and
favorite
turning into cats but never getting the face quite right. And Kim, who is a dandy born in a woman's body, was Viago, and she looked so good. Like, she got her hair so perfect for it. And Niall was Deacon. When I was like, you better get a video of doing Deacon's sexy erotic dance that he does for his friends, and they feel it, and they're really in the zone. Please do it and send me a video. And he's like, apparently I did it. Here is a video. I don't remember this happening.
Oh, no.
So, that's a great movie. If you are somebody who likes the idea of scary movies but does not like to be scared, That's What We Do in the charming, Shadows is the perfect choice for you.
I love it.
It's so good. It just nothing makes you want to get more into vampires again than watching vampire movies.
Yeah. I love it. I've been feeling like over the last couple, like my threshold for scary stuff is definitely decreased. Like I can't watch scary movies anymore. I don't really like any kind of like jump scare stuff. I don't really like Halloween as much as I used to, which like this year I'm really glad that I got more into it. But like, you know, we went out to this big festival and it was super crowded and they built this like amazing set, like all on the school grounds thing. And I was just cranky the whole time. Like, it's crowded. People are annoying. Everyone's moving. So like, I don't know why I don't like that stuff anymore.
I just don't like crowds.
It was really crowded and everyone was just being so earnest about their like installations. Ugh. And I was just like, oh, you're like art school theater people and like you love this so much. And I just thought it was like,
yeah, but I mean, also you're on your period, so
don't say that on the podcast.
We talk about it all the time. We can cut that out if you want.
It's okay.
I'm just saying it could be related that you were grabbing.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm not cranky.
I hate you. You're not my friend anymore.
Let's take a break. We'll see you in a bit.
We're back. Where did we go?
We went and did a whole other podcast and then came back to do this.
Chris, you always get so mad at me for pulling back the curtain.
I know, but you're going to do it on next week's episode, so I may as well just get in front of it.
Yeah, you might as well. You look like you've predicted the future.
Ooh.
Spooky.
I have werewolf bar mitzvah stuck in my head now. Yeah,
spooky scary.
Yeah.
Boys becoming men.
Men becoming wolves.
It's a beautiful, timeless story. Well, that was a fun episode that we just recorded. Let's just talk about the episode we just did. No. So when last we spoke, Chris, we were talking about your menstrual cycle, which you are not happy about.
No.
So what topic
would... Too much of it.
You mentioned there's too much of it. You said you had an ultimate Halloween party story that you wanted to share.
Well, it was just the ultimate Halloween party that I threw. So our... I feel like I've talked maybe a bit about, like, my Halloween parties in Gibson's were epic. So much so that, like, just the other day I, like, mentioned something about New Year's or my birthday party, and a friend of mine from elementary school was like, do you still have your amazing Halloween parties? I'm like, oh, Grant, that was, like, 20 years ago. That's really cute.
So you had legendary.
Yes. So right. Because my birthday was Christmas Day, we would do a big Halloween party instead because no friends could ever come to my actual birthday.
Of course.
So we would...
Share your birthday with Jesus Christ, who steals it from you every year.
I know. What a dick.
He's so full of himself.
I was going to say he's hung. That's very bad.
He's so full of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. But so we would... We would, like, decorate and kind of make things all spooky and whatever. But then one year, we're like, let's have the ultimate Halloween party. And it was grade 7, so it was going to be the last year that I'd be in elementary school. And I was like, I'm inviting both grade 7 classes. Not just my friends, but I'm inviting everybody. Even the bad kids and, like, the cool kids.
Oh, my God.
We'll see. So it was, like, quite a big deal.
Uh-huh.
We made the whole attic into a giant haunted house, and people had to climb up a ladder to get there, and then it was, like, spooky sound effects and, you know, dipping your hands in the cold spaghetti, that kind of stuff.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Yeah. And then the main floor was food, and then downstairs was a dance party, which we'd never done before because we're
12.
Yeah.
And did the 12-year-olds dance?
Yeah. We had it was a fun basement.
A danse macabre.
Yes. It was twisted and terrifying. No, we just had
the
like...
hormonals. Scary. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there was any slow dancing at all.
No.
But...
What could you slow dance to? Like a thriller, but
Casey
like...
Casey and JoJo.
All my life. In this haunted house.
Yes. But I just remember like it was a... Rager. I'd never had, like, a rager party that got out of control.
Oh, it got out of control.
Yes, because some of the bad boys came, and they brought fireworks, and they shot fireworks at my fucking dog.
Oh, no!
And at my grandma's house.
Oh, no! Because
we live right next door to my grandma, so they were, like, yeah, setting off fireworks in her front yard, and she was really mad about that. And I remember I had made all these amazing cupcakes that had, like, skeletons on them and stuff, and some of the boys, like, took them and, like, threw them at the wall in our house, like, in the
What the fuck the are room. Teen boys?
I know. Teen boys are horrible.
They're the worst.
So, like, literally it was that Simpsons what are you doing? Hucking cupcakes. Like, they just sat there and just, like, threw cupcakes at the wall.
Oh my god, just eat the cupcakes. That reminds me of a scene from those books that we just read, where all of the party guests at Lucretia's wedding threw all of the sweetmeats into the streets, and cook was very upset.
Yeah.
Book club aside, let's get back to the podcast.
Yeah. It was actually cool to read some Borgia books that weren't just like, ew, the Borgias just incested each other.
Yeah, they didn't incest each other in these ones, which was nice.
That's just a terrible rumor that someone was spreading because...
Because Giovanni Sforza was very upset that his wife was leaving him.
Yeah, and spread a rumor that he was impotent.
Yeah.
So then he got back saying that they were all incesting
each other. Saying my dick doesn't work. So mean. The Pope is so mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Divorce the girl because your dick doesn't work even though she had a secret baby.
Yeah. In the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's...
The Roman Infante.
So, if you want to get on board this book club, check out Kate Quinn, Serpent and the Pearl, and Lion and the Rose.
Very, very good.
They were.
But yeah, so my mom was the only adult there.
Was she really overwhelmed?
Yes. She basically, like, it was like, okay, Christina.
She's not
like,
a confrontational person.
No. And, like, she basically just, like, stayed in her room. Like, that was the thing. It's like, okay, I'm just going to stay in my room. And she heard, like, rowdiness. But, like, it wasn't...
Chris, I hear rowdiness!
But it wasn't, like, it wasn't anything that would have brought, like, her attention coming out of the room or whatever. Like, it wouldn't have made... But then it's, like... Then, like, my friends and I tried to clean up everything. And I was, like, I cried a lot. Because I was just, like, they're so mean. And they threw cupcakes at the wall. And I made them special. And, like, it just, like, it was kind of a fiasco. But it's, like, you know, something about... When everyone's in costume, you can be a totally different person. So
yeah, you can,
like,
be a complete shithead.
Yeah, all their like wild child sides came out.
Fucking cupcakes. What are you doing? Hitting this building with a hammer. You can't do that. Yeah, I can. My parents are dead. Clang, clang, clang.
But yeah, I distinctly remember, like, some of the boys, like, shooting fireworks at my dog. And that was very sad. She was an old, old dog.
Was she okay?
Yeah.
But dogs don't like fireworks at the best of times, let alone when they're being aimed at them.
No, I know. So
super poor fucking dog.
Yeah. So that was our last big Halloween.
And those
party.
Kids did a murder later.
Oh dear Lord. But anyway, so yeah, so I really loved having Halloween parties until that year, and then we didn't have any more. Once I got into high school, I don't think I had any after that.
Yeah, there's something, you get burnt, like, we've talked about this in show running too, but like you get burnt out trying to throw the best party.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to have amazing birthday parties, mm-hmm. right? They were great. I would take my parents' house in the middle of nowhere, pretty much, and just invite 30 people over, and we'd just make music till 4 a.m., and it was super fun. But I'm like, I don't even want to fucking send out a Facebook invite anymore for a birthday party. Like, it's so much work. It's so much work. And people are just going to hot cupcakes. I would love to do, like, a proper Halloween again. I feel like I kind of missed out on it this year. Maybe next year. Maybe we can... Let's do a couple's costume or something. Could be...
You wouldn't do my Young Pope couple's costume.
I wouldn't.
So I already feel pretty sad about that.
I've never seen the Young Pope. It would have to be something we've both watched. Yeah.
We can think about it.
Just think about it.
We could have a Sea Hags Halloween party.
We could. That could be really... We could do, like, a Halloween show, even.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun.
Because it'll be our fourth Halloween kind of thing.
This is
our third Halloween episode.
This is definitely the only holiday we really care about doing a special episode for. Because we're spooky babies.
You're welcome, listeners. Isn't this riveting?
It's super riveting. I'm trying to think of, like, oh, okay, what about... Let's go candy. Let's talk about Halloween candy.
Mm.
What is the most unexpected Halloween treat that you would be excited to get in your bag? Because, like, a Reese cup is a big deal. That's a good day. Mm-hmm. But, like, what's like, an off choice?
I'm a fan of the tiny Wonder Bar.
Mm.
Those are delish.
Those are weird, but I love them a lot. Mm-hmm. They're super good. I always love when I get a mini bag of chips.
Oh, yeah.
That was always a hot treat,
I think. There were people in Gibson's that would give out just a can of pop.
Yeah,
there was weird.
Cans of like full sugar pop. I mean, that's a pretty good choice. Like, I was never mad about that, and it really, like, gave you a good heft to the bag, which is a nice feeling. But there was But, you know, everybody remembers the full bar houses. Where they give out, like, a king-size Snickers or whatever. There was the, the people who are directly across from our backyard in the other street. They were like a Mandarin-speaking family. They basically didn't speak English at all. But when Halloween came, they, like, knew what to do.
They
gave out the full-size candies. They decorated the shit out of just their doorway. And they gave out full-size candy bars. So, like, gonna ensure that no one eggs or paper towels them. Or toilet papers them, rather. No one's getting paper towels. Paper towels really expensive. West Vancouver houses get paper towel. They get, like, brawnied. They get Bounty everywhere.
Oh, nice. Ooh, a Bounty bar. Those are good.
Ooh, no, they're not. I hate coconut.
Why?
It's so springy.
Yeah, I always thought those were for old people. Bounty bars, because my grandma really loved them.
They're like toothbrushes in the bar. Like, brush your teeth while you chew them.
There were definitely people that would give out apples. Just, like, straight up a piece of fruit.
Which, stupid.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a razor blade in there, which is, like, the one useful thing in an apple.
It's what I've always wanted.
Oh, yay!
Oh, my God. It's, did you have a neighborhood where you grew up that, like, people would drive kids into?
No.
No.
No, that was something that didn't really start happening until after I aged out of trick-or-treating in my neighborhood, I don't think. Because I lived in the suburbs. Like, there is just... I didn't have to leave my neighborhood. It was perfect. Like, everything was there. There's so many streets you could go to, and it was always, like, a pretty good yield. I would fill up at least half a pillowcase every year. A king-size pillowcase. And, I just didn't even realize that was something people did. And I've heard people, like, court controversy about it by going on the internet saying, like, I don't appreciate it that poor children come to my rich neighborhood to get my good candy.
Yeah, basically.
It's like public school catchment areas or something. It's like, don't be such a knob about this. Let the poor kids have candy.
Yeah. It's in Gibson's, there was, like, a safety thing. There were two neighborhoods that were, like, walkable neighborhoods, kind of like subdivisions. And everything else is, like, rural. So, like, you can't, there's, like, the street that I grew up on was, like, a giant incline hill with an S-curve and no streetlights and no sidewalks or shoulders, so it's, like, you can't walk there.
No.
And everyone's driveway was, like, a super steep incline.
Yeah, and set back super far from the road.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's, like, it was practical to, like, go up to Wood Creek Park, you know, and that's where you'd go, but it's, like, then, yeah, people would get really mad, like... just kids from everywhere, and we're the only, like, neighborhood that has to give out candy, and so, like, there should be some kind of, like, subsidy almost, like...
Well, kind of, maybe, like, the people who live in the places that aren't very accessible could, like, set up a little, a cauldron of candy somewhere you just dip into.
Or, like, you bring your own candy and then give it to the people in the houses to give back to you.
That sounds very, like, Sunshine Coasty, honestly, yeah.
But so apparently this neighborhood that I'm going to go to on Tuesday is a similar thing. It's a neighborhood where every year all the neighbors got together and put on this, like, a Christmas light festival. They basically close the street down. Everyone decorates their house like crazy. And then, like, folks are able to, like, they have ballots and then you can vote for, like, what the best house is. And apparently...
And if you don't like one of the displays, you can just take a shit on their lawn.
No! Don't do that.
That's why I got kicked off of the board. Just making suggestions like that.
I don't know why kicked off of the board just makes me laugh.
They don't like me in the homeowners association. Probably because I shit on Danielle's lawn. Fuck you, Danielle.
Oh my God.
I hate your apple brown Betty. That's what I used to make the shit. This is the dumbest thing I've ever said, and you were laughing so hard, and now I'm crying because I'm laughing.
Oh my God, we're idiots.
Oh God, this is like what happens when we try to do two in a day. It's always a disaster, and we're always like, maybe not this time.
Oh no.
Every single time.
But apparently this neighborhood, it's the same, like, people will drive their kids down to this neighborhood, because it's all, like, really nice old character houses in East Vancouver, and it's kind of, like, the nicest street.
Yeah.
And they know that all the community members are, like, and all the neighbors are, like, into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone just, like, comes down. But then people, like, the people on that street really like it, though, and they invite that. And they like getting candy and getting, like, 1,200 kids coming through or whatever.
Holy shit.
That's apparently how many.
My mom used to take tallies when kids would come by, so, you know, they could know how much to buy next year. And there were years that they had 250 kids, and then there were years where they had 30 kids. Mm. So a lot of leftover candy. But my parents usually buy shitty candy, so. Suck on that, John and Brenda.
Like, what is shitty candy?
They like to get the 5-pound bag of Tootsie candy from Costco, which no child likes.
I liked those.
I do too, Tootsie but Pops, we're old. Yeah. Remember that we're old and we like candies that pull out your fillings. Like those little weird molasses things that are always wrapped up in the Halloween wax paper. Ugh, that like no awful. One's ever really eaten one.
Those are awful.
No, but I like the flavored Tootsie Pops, like the little Straubs mm-hmm, ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are good, but they're not really that good. You know,
they're waxy.
When I lived with Matt and Chelsea, we lived in a house, and there would be trick-or-treaters, and so we did buy a candy, so we got the Maynard's box, like the box of, like, Swedish Berry, Sour Patch Kids.
That's boss.
Yeah, Peach Fuzzy Peach, and we got that, and then we got the, we'd get the Hershey, like, because they're like, no Nestle. Boycott Nestle. I went to a party yesterday where there was a bunch of Nestle bars, and I was really excited about, like, I just took all the coffee crisps and ate them. I was like, I'm not allowed to have these at my house. Oh, God.
That's very funny.
Just the idea of, like, and I know that there are a lot of kids who are only allowed Halloween candy. Like, that's the only candy that they ever get. Mm-hmm. That was Tess's whole experience growing up, was that they didn't get candy except at Halloween. So that's how Tessa became someone who's really adept at hoarding and parceling things out.
Okay.
She's not a hoarder. I shouldn't say that, but she...
But hoarding candy is a different
thing. Hoarding candy is a different thing, and she can parcel it out. She doesn't just glut herself on it, which I don't understand. Like, it's all there. Why wouldn't you eat the whole thing? So, she like, tells stories about how she would, you know, have 2 pieces of Halloween candy a day or something, and she'd make it last into January or February, and then one time her siblings found it and ate it all, and she flipped out! My favorite story about her, though, is that she won a poetry contest as a child and won a Toffifee, like a box of Toffifees, and then she put them in the freezer to keep them safe, and then her mom chucked them out.
Oh!
It still hasn't forgiven her. So she gets Toffifee every year for Christmas.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Super funny. But, like, not being allowed to have sugar as a child makes you really have a weird relationship with sugar. So.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I never made mine last. I would just pig out for, like, 2 weeks on it, pretty much.
Basically, me too.
It always, like, I like the sorting it, though. Did you sort it?
Yes.
Did you, like, and then, like, categorize into this is the best candy in this pile over here, and then this is, like, the lesser candy?
I don't remember about that. I would just, like, sort it into, like, type. And then I would have, like, one of each thing and kind of go in, like, around, you know?
Oh, my God, that's really cute. You're, like, having the let's look at my candy charcuterie.
Yeah, you gotta diversify. You can't just eat all the chocolate at once. You gotta save some, so.
Yeah, like, you'll get sick if you, I mean, you're gonna get sick anyway, pretty much. But, fuck, I would love to go trick-or-treating again. Maybe not in reality, but... That's something I've been thinking about the last couple of weeks. As a little kid, there was nothing that got me more excited than Halloween. Like, waiting for Halloween coming, I would have stress dreams in the week leading up that I missed trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, 9:30 p.m., and I was like, we can still go out! And my parents wouldn't let me go out in the dream. And I was so worked up and upset about it. I'd wake up like, no, I didn't miss it. Thank God. You there, out in the street, tell me what day it is. Why, today? Today's Halloween day. You there, fetch me a, I don't know, a piñata from the store in the shape of a goose. Or a pumpkin. I don't really know how to translate the story.
But so you got so excited about it.
That I would have stress dreams about missing it. And I just, like, doing it was so, there was the smell of Halloween.
Last night it smelled like Halloween, like the smell of, like, pumpkins with candles in them.
Pumpkins with candles, the gunpowder or whatever it is that's burnt off by fireworks, like melted chocolate, and just, like, icy breeze with leaves decaying and mud. And it's, like, this beautiful smoky kind of smell to it. And it's so hard to ever smell any other time. And so it was, like, that really was the magic of Halloween as a kid. And I loved it so much. And I think... I'm sad that now it's just, like, get blackout in a costume, because I think I would probably like the Parade of Lost Souls stuff if it wasn't so attended.
It was extremely crowded, yeah.
That's just, like, when something is good enough to attract everyone's attention, then I don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. But anything else is just, like, not well attended enough to continue.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to get that balance. Yeah. And I feel like it really only exists for kids because it was all special to us when we were children, so we want to make it special for them again. And I guess that's the spirit of Halloween. But really, I just want to still have a pillowcase full of candy.
Yeah, well, I guess you could probably just do that. You could go buy Halloween.
Be like, you're too... Or I could just go trick-or-treating people and be like, you are too old. And be like, I'm wearing a costume. Give me candy.
You just need to, like, take a little niece or nephew. That's your trick?
Yeah. That was my trick. Give me my treat. It's very low-grade prostitution. It's just, like, one nipple for a score bar. Score.
But you could take a little niece or nephew out, and then...
Yeah, except my youngest niece is now 13.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that obscene?
Yeah.
They go 13 to 19, that's how old they are.
We'll take our little friend's kids, and then we'll eat their candy before they actually...
I thought you were going to say we're going to eat the kids.
No. Excuse me, we're not Baba Yaga.
I was just going to say, that's a perfect couple's costume for us, is just to be Baba Yagas and have, like, picnic baskets with baby dolls inside of them!
Oh, no! Just dress up as literal hags?
Yes!
Well, I mean, that's pretty
good.
It'd
be super fun, just like, yeah, like a kerchief, and just be hunched.
Aw, we could just dress up as sea hags, and just have, like, seaweed and nets, and...
That would be really fun. I think we should do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's fun.
Did you ever have any, like, trick-or-treating weird stuff, like, the people in the houses were weird?
Oh, well, the ones like, where people get super into it, like, and make their houses so scary. Like, there was one where a corpse, like, dropped down from a tree with a noose around its neck. And it scared the bejesus out of me. Like, I definitely have memories of seeing other kids run screaming from houses. And just, like, the people who have the house are like, I'm sorry, we're just, like, really enthusiastic. I'm like, they're two! They're three! Like, existential terror isn't necessary for a child that small. Like, they're very scared by anything.
Yeah.
Like a balloon popping is terrifying to a kid.
I saw, like, here's a fun Halloween idea for giving up candy, and you take a bowl and you, like, cut the bottom out, and then you just have, like, your hands. Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I was, your face is what I was thinking.
It's like, and then you put your dick in there?
No, you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't do that.
But just, like, yeah, you'd have, like a creepy glove or something on, mm-hmm. and then, like, as kids go to get candy, you'd, like, grab them, but I'm like, that's me, and the kids just want candy. Don't scare them. Like, I don't like it. Yeah. But we had... There was always some people that you go trick-or-treat and they'd be like, okay, great, what's the trick? I thought it was awful. I was like, no, this is not the social contract. I say trick-or-treat and you go, oh, what a cute costume, and you give me some fucking candy. I'm not gonna do a trick. And, like, this one guy, like, wouldn't give us candy until we did, like, some kind of a trick. So he was like, oh, you have to, like, sing a song or, like, do a dance or something. I was just like, I almost left and my mom wouldn't let me. She was like, no, like... You have to...
Participate.
She's so nice. She was like, but, that, you know, he asked you to do this thing, so you have to. And I was like, oh, bad lessons to teach children about autonomy.
Yeah. You should have just been like, here's my dance, and da-da-da-da, middle fingers. Here's my trick, fucko.
Here's my trick. It's a jack-in-the-box. Do-do-do-do-do-do, ping.
Boing. There's my finger.
Yeah, sorry, that's not good for audio media.
Yeah, I think people know what a middle finger looks like,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I didn't like those people.
No, there's always, like, it's a great opportunity for people who are already creepy idiots to be creepy idiots, but, no, I definitely, there was something about it that... I loved the voyeurism of looking inside people's houses.
Ooh, yeah, and then you would, like, smell the things that they were, like, cooking or, like, yeah, see what they're watching on TV.
Yeah, and smelling what their houses smelled like was the weirdest part of the memory for me, because that's the strongest bit. It was just like, that's not what my house smells like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what somebody else's house smells like. It's like, who lives here? Do I know the people who live? Is this, like, parents of somebody I go to school with or whatever? Yeah. Just like, oh, you got a leather couch. Who's riding high? It's you. Like, oh, my God, big screen TV? That was a big deal back in 1993.
Totally.
So, yeah, but the people who would leave out a bucket of candy and just, like, just take a few, honestly, people were really honest about that in my neighborhood. Like, I never came across an empty bin at any point. I was just like, oh, there's still some left, oh, so.
That's cute.
But, yeah, the whole, like, I'm not here, don't come to my house, always made me feel like I wanted to egg them really bad.
Aw, I'm glad that they don't do that really in the city. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I've not really seen anything getting egged, so who knows? But just like.
Teens have things to do in the city, whereas in the suburbs, all they can do is really make trouble.
Do pranks.
I mean, people do some to do pranks.
People. Oh, well, in Vancouver, people egg people walking down the street, which is.
That's been
horrific.
Happening a lot lately.
It's horrific. Don't do that. It's dangerous. Hucking an egg out of a moving car at, like, yeah. a person.
It's very
you
fast.
You can injure somebody.
You injure someone, and also, if someone is allergic to eggs,
yeah.
like...
you take them down.
It's a bad allergen. People who are allergic to eggs are really allergic to eggs, so don't... Fucking don't assault people!
Oh, yeah,
why do I have to keep saying that?
Yeah.
Don't hurt people. Don't treat people as entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was Immanuel Kant who said that we shouldn't treat people as mere means.
Thanks, Tahani.
Oh, was that Tahani?
Yes. It sounded like it.
We were talking about, like, the pressure of hosting parties. That's, like, her whole character arc
yes.
is that she gets very stressed about parties.
Yes.
She wants them to be the best. That'd be an amazing costume for somebody who already looks like her. Yeah, excuse me, do you have any makeup that will make me look very pretty? And it's, like, taller and thinner than I am? Oh, you don't? Okay, thank you, bye. So I can't be Tahani El-Jamil for Halloween this
no.
year. I would have loved to do a Good Place costume.
But they all just wear normal clothes. It's not really any
they do.
Kind of,
the
like...
Ted Danson character is about the only thing. I could be Michael.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. But one of the writers from the original season had posted, like, a joking list of... It was Demi Ajagubie. I'm probably not pronouncing his last name correctly, but it was, like, giving you, like, the different Chidi Adagonye costumes. Like, basically, like, Kanye with glasses or something. I can't remember what it was exactly, but... It's like all of these tricky ways to try to get his dumb friends to put blackface on and get themselves into trouble. Rachel? Yeah, it was Rachel McAdams dressed like the Notebook, but with blackface.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to tell me about Rattle Me Bones?
Yes, this is something I woke up just thinking about today, just because there's skeletons everywhere. And we're going to be drafted into the Skeleton War. But here we go.
Rattle Me Bones! Welcome aboard, mateys. Rattle Me Bones, take what he will, but don't rattle me bones. Spin the wheel for the treasure to take. Careful, my friend, or he'll rattle and shake it. Rattle Me Bones, turn the night slow, there's a frightened glow, but don't rattle me bones. Rattle me bones, you can use your skill to take what you will. You can take your fill, but don't rattle me bones. Battery sold separately.
Oh my god.
Don't rattle my bones,
Chris. What the
fuck
is that?
It's so, but I woke up and was like, is this something I imagined? Did I invent this product in my head?
What is it? It's a game that...
It's basically the operation. You're trying to take accessories off of a skeleton on a pirate ship without disrupting its mechanism that makes it shake and rattle its bones.
Oh, God.
It's also probably exactly the same as Don't Wake Daddy or any number of other games where you have to, like, move stuff without fucking it up. Don't fuck it up. So, yeah, I was just like, shit, was that real? Rattle me bones, I'm probably making up rattle me bones, and then I looked up and it was 100% actual thing.
And they had lots of good xylophone.
Yes, you have to when you're dealing with cartoon skeletons.
Exactly.
But there's also the creepy crawlers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember creepy crawlers?
We've talked about that
on the
podcast a lot.
So it turns out I watched a lot of TV as a kid, and all I cared about were the ads. And Count Duckula, for some reason.
When you said Tootsie Pop, I got the Tootsie Pop song stuck in my head.
How many licks?
No, do you remember that?
No.
The world looks mighty good to me, because Tootsie Rolls are all I see. Whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
Wow.
Tootsie Rolls have a bunch of chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you.
I'm sure you're making this up right now. That does not sound real.
I think that's real.
Tootsie Roll, I'm in love with you. I think that people are food.
No, it's not by 69 Boys.
Oh, is that the one that's like, how many licks does it take?
Yeah.
One, it's a song about his penis.
Oh.
Somebody's gonna lick his penis.
Commercial.
It would be very funny to me if you did actually make that up.
Nope, this is it.
It's real.
It's from the 70s.
Oh, how did you ever see this?
Told ya.
Oh, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, when the whale turns into a Tootsie Roll. Why are these children so dirty?
Because they're covered in chocolate, maybe? I don't know.
It's from Tootsie Roll.
That's so weird.
That's the actual ad copy was, it's from Tootsie Roll. The is in there.
It's so stupid.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why I have that stuck in my head, though.
Well, we both like dumb commercials, it turns out. Yeah, and I keep coming back to creepy crawlers. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea of making my own bug gummies.
With burnt plastic. You can't eat them.
Oh.
They weren't edible. They were just like...
Oh! Huh!
Katie, did you eat... Katie, did you get creepy crawlers and eat a bunch of plastic?
I hated them. I aided them all.
I wasn't allowed to have them because my mom said the burning plastic would off-gas. It's bad for you.
I aided them.
Is that why you couldn't poop as a child? Because you were just eating so much weird plastic.
Full of creepy crawlers. That's why I've never shit in my life. So I'm just plugged up with like the easy bake oven of plastic toys.
That's disgusting.
I thought they were candy. I've been a ghost the whole time.
Oh.
I died from eating creepy crawlers.
Have I been friends with a ghost?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Oh my god, what if this is like the Sixth Sense reveal?
And the podcast has just been you the whole time.
Just me just talking into a microphone. You're right, I totally think
that. Like, Katie, I hate you. It's like, what did the ghost say this time? Probably something about dicks. Or weed. Or weed dick. Or a butt. Yeah, that's the funny thing about being dead is it just pulls everything into perspective. Lets you know it's really important.
Oh my god. I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
I'm so excited.
Anyway, we're dumb. This is a dumb episode.
We're dumb and we're done.
Yeah, we made it.
We did it.
We're sorry.
I'm only a little bit sorry.
Yeah. Share your fun Halloween memories with us in the CX mailbag.
I really thought about, like, oh, we'll do an improv episode. We'll be like, we'll make a ghost in here or something. Oh, I was like, oh, fuck. No, we're both hungover. It's hard.
And we're also not Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, we're also not brilliant improvisers. That's not what we do. It's never been what we do.
I think that would probably be one of the most excruciatingly painful episodes to listen to if we were
almost
like,
certainly.
Let's do a spooky house. I'll be this character. You be that character.
And I'll be the boy detective. There always has to be a boy detective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could just end with singing the monster fuck. <'cause that's> like...
Why don't we just fade out on the monster
no
fuck?
No copyright.
I don't think it's been copyrighted. It's parody law. It's fine. The monster fuck.
It was a graveyard fuck.
Oh, those monsters fucked and sucked. Okay, well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, sorry that you hate us. Next week's episode
happy Halloweener.
Next week's episode is going to be good. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.